Whether it's water or greenery, sometimes humans aren't that appreciative of nature. We go to parks, sit under shady trees. But when's the last time you truly took a moment to appreciate the trees in your life? The new Dr. Seuss film, The Lorax, imagines a world with no flowers and no trees, where everything is made of plastic. In the film, little Ted goes in search of what once was.
So, Mom, do you happen to know if there's, like, any place where I could get a real tree?
Okay, a world with fake trees made of pink and orange cotton may seem a far cry from reality, but the message is clear, and it's about preservation of our green spaces. That's also the topic of the latest exhibit at the Contemporary Jewish Museum called Do Not Destroy. It's inspired by a minor holiday on the Jewish calendar called Tu B'Shvat, a kind of Jewish Earth Day, and it's all about trees. Sure, these trees are indoors, and most of them aren't real, but as KALW's Judy Silber tells us, sometimes it takes a replica to make us appreciate the real thing.
At a Berkeley City farm called Urban Adama, about 100 people are gathered under a large, white, open-air tent. It's a cold, rainy evening in early February. But never mind the weather. This is a festive occasion. Pomegranates, olives, and other fruits and wines fill the tables to celebrate a little-known Jewish holiday called Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the new year for trees, and it takes place on the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Shvat, which is January or February, depending on the year. In ancient times, this day had practical meaning. The Torah commanded the Israelites not to harvest fruit for 3 years after planting, and trees planted before Tu B'Shvat were considered 1 year old on that day. In the 16th and 17th centuries, Kabbalist mystics revived Tu B'Shvat. They added festive customs imbued with spirituality. About 100 years ago, the holiday became a day of tree planting, especially in Israel. More recently, Jewish environmentalists embraced it as a way of appreciating, connecting with, and caring for the earth. And celebrations like that at Urban Adama are increasingly popular.
In the past few years, we've really noticed this new interest in the holiday of Tu B'Shvat.
Dara Solomon is the curator at the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco. Every few years, the museum invites artists to create new pieces around a holiday theme. This year is the ninth such exhibit, and Solomon met me at the museum recently to discuss it.
We had sort of run out of Jewish holidays. Last time we did the Seder plate.
That's a special plate with symbolic foods for Passover.
Before that, we did the spice box.
For the ending of Shabbat, which is the Jewish day of rest.
So we've done the more expected and a little bit of the more unusual rituals.
And, she says, the growing popularity of Tu B'Shvat convinced the museum that the holiday was worth an exhibit. They chose the title Do Not Destroy, a nod to a Bible verse that forbids the destruction of trees during wartime.
When in your war against the city, you have to besiege it a long time in order to capture it. Do not destroy its trees, wielding the axe against them. You may eat of them, but you must not cut them down.
Solomon and I begin walking through the exhibit. We see, well, trees. Of all kinds. There's a large painting of a fallen trunk, a photograph of an upside-down oak, a mythical depiction of a German birch forest. High on a monitor, a video camera's lens stays fixed on the top of a chestnut tree whose leaves wave softly in the wind. It's a piece by artist Jason Lazarus. Anne Frank wrote about this tree, which she could see from her hiding place in an Amsterdam attic during World War II. Solomon says that tree was a witness to history, as are all the trees that surround us every day.
We, you know, live here, we die, but often trees stay, and they've seen so much that has happened around us. This is a really fun piece with the gold bars that we're walking towards.
We're now in the second part of the show. It showcases pieces from 50 artists who were invited to create new works from reclaimed wood.
It's by Luke Bartels.
He's a San Francisco artist.
And here he's making a comment on our overvaluation of gold and our undervalue for wood. He's created a series of wood blocks that are in the form of gold bars.
Stacked in the shape of a pyramid.
Each one is stamped with the words pure wood.
It's a commentary, the artist says, on the way we assign values to commodities.
Now we're standing in front of a work by a Portuguese artist named Gabriela Albergaria. And this piece that takes up an enormous corner of the gallery is created out of two trees.
The trees were cut down from Golden Gate Park. Looking at them now, I wonder how many people walked by without ever noticing how truly incredible they are. In the museum, you can't help but notice. You're meant to look at their thick, twisting branches weaving upward toward the sky. I think of the children's book by Shel Silverstein, The Giving Tree.
Once there was a tree, and she loved a little boy. And every day, the boy would come, and he would gather her leaves and make them into crowns and play king of the forest.
The boy grows up. When he needs money, the tree tells him to sell her apples. When he needs a house, she instructs him to cut down her branches. And when he's old and needs a place to rest, she invites him to sit on her stump. The story is a reminder that trees stand for life, giving, and serenity. The works in Do Not Destroy ask us if these are values we want to preserve. In San Francisco, I'm Judy Silber for Cross Currents.